Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Angels. This is Tari with Angel Coaches, and I'm glad you guys are here tonight. And welcome to our show. I really wasn't sure what I was supposed to do the show on tonight until really late, so it didn't come out until much later than I usually anticipate. Or get it out there for everyone. But tonight we're going to do it on the law of attraction, power of intention, and law of attraction, power of intention, and angelic messages. So if you have a message or you want to know something from your angels, then you just need to hit the one on your keypad and let me know. Okay. So anyway, I see some of you guys have already done that, so that's cool too as well. So let's talk about a couple of things. Law of attraction, power of intention. A lot of you know what it is, but I'm going to go over it again, okay? The law of attraction is what you think about, you create, okay? It all starts inside, and then you see it on the outside. Power of intention, it's like your gas pedal to get that law of attraction get what you're creating on purpose. Let me explain how that works to you. Have you ever liked a guy or a woman, and you're like, why isn't it working, okay? And why can't they call me? Why can't I date them? And that's one question. Or have you ever thought, I want to win the lotto, and then you get up in the next morning, and you're worried about paying your bills. Or I want to get a new job, and I'm perfect for the job, and I want to raise, I want to make a lot of money, start my own business, and then you wake up the next morning, and you're fearful about, you know, some bill that is due. So what the law of attraction is that the law of attraction is I would like to create this in my life, and this is what I choose. I like to have a great love life. I'd like to have a great career. I like to have great health. I would like to, have all those things. And by the way, if you guys need to and want to talk and want to ask a question from about your angels or about this, then hit one on your keypad because I'm going to start taking questions in a few minutes, all right? And so the power of intention is you've got this great idea, you've got this great joy about it, and you want to make it go, and you want to create it, and you're choosing to say, okay, I'm going to start my new business, or I'm going to get my great love life, and then you wake up the next morning feeling down and out because you didn't have a great love life before, and you miss the guy or the woman that you've been with, or you want somebody new, and you're afraid you can't have them. Power intention is whatever I'm creating the night before, you wake up with that same thought and go, okay, I have these doubts, but I'm going to create it. Show me, look ahead, move forward. How am I going to create it? And you take action to do that. That is your intention, okay? If you don't do that, your intention is, okay, I believe I'm poor. I believe I'm in the same spot. Okay, so your power of intention is a force behind what you're looking to create, okay? It's like the gas pedal. Make sense? Let me give you an example of how that works. I use her story quite frequently, but she's just moving ahead so quickly. Victoria, 14 medications a couple of years ago, Lyme's disease, missing work, miserable, waiting for a guy to call her, didn't like her or liked her, but not as much as she liked him, whatever you want to say. It is 2 years later, 2.5 years later, she's on all her medications except the last two. Lyme's disease is totally gone, and her doctor is weaning her off the last two now as we speak, starting, I think, about a week and a half ago, okay? So that is her intention. She said, I choose this, and then she did everything in her power to make it happen, eating right, living from passion, figuring out what she was here to do, soul agreement, soul's purpose, put a guy on the back burner. Now, after so long, 2.5 years later, she's got it all, okay? Do you understand? Her Lyme's disease is gone. She's got the horse farm she's working on, and she's weaning herself on her last two medications. What she did is she constantly moved forward. My coach tells me that. He goes, Tari, you got to constantly move forward. Set goals for yourself. That's your intention, to come off the medication, to create the great love. And then you go, okay, Angel, show me how to do it. Or show me what my next step is. So that's what that's the power of intention and the law of attraction. And if I have, oh, man, some people are saying I've got the wrong number down. I'm so sorry. Anyway, so what does that look for? What does that look like for you guys? Excuse me. Remember, if you, some of you guys are calling about, and it's okay, because I ask the same questions. Is this my guy? Is this my soulmate? Is this my twin flame? How can I make it happen quicker? Or why isn't he calling? Well, if it's not, remember, you are being prepared for him or her, whatever one you are, and I'm being led to say this, and he is being prepared for you as well, or she is being prepared for you, okay? So that's important to understand that. I have a friend of mine who is also a client, and she has grown the most this past year because she wanted a guy, and it hasn't happened yet, right? And it's been about a year and a half. Yeah, about a year and a half. And so during that process, she said, okay, show me how to be the best mate possible to this person. And so it's taken her a year and a half to heal the stuff she had with commitment, the stuff she had with being truthful to herself, her own control issues, her own drama issues. And by the way, just to let you know, we all have old records at play that if we take the time, we heal them, and then we don't have to deal with them in that relationship. So if you're not getting the love, one of the questions that I would ask my angels or come to me when you're tonight is what's holding me back? What's holding me? Not what's holding him, but what's holding me back. Okay. And then we can look at him too as well, or her. So I'm going to answer a question now, and I think it's 909, California, if I'm not mistaken. So I think it's not California. Hi,
yeah.
It's Therese.
How are you doing? Yeah, hi.
I'm well.
Yeah, what I'm calling is good. Yeah, this sounds like an interesting show. Yeah, I'm working through stuff, which is good. You know, we all have ups and downs, and there's this relationship, but it's not a love or twin flame anything. It's just a relationship that's helping me deal with things from the past, from my childhood, from my family, and so forth. And I'm going to be seeing this group of women, and which the one woman is in, tomorrow night. And I'm just wondering if the angels have any messages for me. There's some emotion coming up, not so much because of any attachment to the friendship with her, but more so feelings that are coming up that have to do with my past, and I understand that. And that's good. I'm glad they're coming up because it means I'm healing more, and it's always good to just take two steps forward, right? But I'm
there
just,
you go.
I'm just wondering if there's any insight into that. And thank you. I appreciate this.
Okay, no problem. What's your first name? Because I've talked to you before. So like, but like,
oh yeah, absolutely. My name's Sandy. Yeah.
Sandy. Okay, so you've got a meeting tomorrow with a woman,
uh-huh.
and it feels very emotional, right? And are you nervous about it? Tell me how you're feeling. What's going on with you?
Okay. Well, yeah, it's what happened is I'm in a woman's group and we meet every week, and this woman and I have just been pushing each other's buttons, and we finally came to the point where we talked about it, and we understand that it's basically, I can't talk for her. I understand that it's mirroring to me things that I need to look at within myself. And
right.
And so I realize this, and this is going to be a huge step for me, and it's a very good one that will take me certainly further along my path. It's not my attachment to her per se that's like a feeling that she doesn't care or she doesn't whatever. It's more just the old emotions that are bringing, and I realize that are being brought forward, that this whole thing stirred up. Do you understand?
I gotcha.
So I see that it's really...
I totally understand.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I'm getting. First of all, the first thing I'm getting is you and this woman have done this before. You know this in past lives. It's a karma balancing thing here going on. Okay. So that's the first message I get. The other message I get is Archangel Raphael.
I lost you.
So that's the first message I get.
The other message I get is Archangel Raphael.
Oh. Hello? Uh-huh. Hello?
I lost you.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, you guys. Don't you just love that? anyway, I apologize about that. We had a storm here, and unfortunately, I live on
goodness.
The ocean, okay? And, mm-hmm. and so when you live on the beach, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So when you bring it out into the light, you're not going to have to deal with it anymore, okay?
Okay.
But one of the things, that's what your Archangel Raguel is here helping you resolve this argument, okay, or this
okay.
tension.
Okay.
But what? Let me give you the lesson, too, because the way you handle it with her is you're going to be able to teach it to how others can handle it with similar situations. That's a hard thing to
okay.
do, too, as well, because, you know, you come out of the womb wanting to fight with this person, right? You know, literally, because you have a soul agreement to do it.
Yeah, they push all the buttons, everyone, yeah.
Oh, they do. But what I'm telling you is it looks like it's going to resolve. It's not going to be total, like, in the sense of you guys are going to want to sit down and have coffee every Wednesday night.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you something
and
right now. It's going to be brought out into the light, and it's going to resolve. And this is the first step, and it's going to get better. Okay? So good for you.
Okay.
I know
okay.
that's hard to do, Sandy. I mean, I get you, you know, too, as well.
Yeah.
I have a lot of those relationships. I usually call them on 95 when I'm driving on 95. That's what I call my karmic relationships.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank
good
you.
Luck
yeah,
with
that's
that.
Great.
And you're bringing it out in the light. Remember that. And just ask for your higher self
Angelic.
To channel the information.
Okay.
Okay.
You'll do.
All right, sweetheart. Let us
thank
know how
you.
It turns out, okay? Do you understand?
I
so,
will. I
and
will.
Peace, lots of love and light, and have a great now, okay? Take care.
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. I tell you, it's hard when you have arguments, isn't it? Anyway, I used to argue with my husband. You know, yeah, we all have a husband if we're married to men, or I don't know, but mine was a husband. hi, it's Tari. Who's on the phone? Is this Marquise?
Tari?
Hello?
Marquise,
it is. I can. Can you hear me now?
Oh.
It's so good to hear from you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How
what?
You going?
Oh, good. Well, it's down here on the beach, and we get a little storm down here. What's going on? Welcome to the question and answer period with the angels, guys. I want to share this with Marquise. He's an IT guy. He's the one that puts the website for angel coaches. He's also the one that's putting the new website for the new coaches. He is amazing, and I love him. So anyway, and I know you got lots of people that love you. So what's going on with you? How's everything in you? I have a husband. I know you have a wife. So what's up?
I just wanted to, you know, listen to your show tonight. I haven't been on in a while, and you know, I have my new love of my life with me. So we're listening together, and I just wanted to let everyone know that's listening that a good way to really practice the law of attraction and the law of intention is, you know, to also write down what they want in red pen particularly, but write down, you know, their intentions and really focus on what they're writing on. That would definitely help them manifest what they're looking for in life.
That's exactly. He's right about that. Write it down, and I read it every night and every morning because that's important. Because when you write it down, it makes it happen. Everything I wrote down 6 months ago is now happening now, with the exception of a bevy of male strippers. But, hey, a girl can dream, right? Just kidding. So it's all good. welcome. I know you wrote it down, too, not so long ago, about a year or so ago, to have a great love. And look at you now. You got a new love, and you guys are becoming important to each other. And did you write it down what you wanted her to look like and be like, or how did you create that in your life? Do you mind? Do you mind us asking?
Yeah, actually, I did. More personality than anything, and it's still a little surprising and a little scary at the same time, but it's pretty awesome.
That's wonderful. I'm so happy for you, Marquise, because I know you've been through a lot, and you deserve happiness. You know, we all do, but you've worked for it. And thank you for sharing. Anyway, I've got lots of stuff to send you. Marquise, as I said, is a great IT guy. So anyway, we're going to go to the next person, and I love you, Marquise. Take care. And what's your new girlfriend's name?
Kimberly.
Kimberly, welcome, welcome, welcome. He's a great guy. All right, and you sound like you're a great, great woman, too, as well. I read some of your stuff on Facebook, you guys together. So, anyway, have a great now, and I will catch up with you guys later. All right.
All
right. Take care. 786-251. Who's this one? Is it Kim?
Hey.
Kimberly.
Yeah, Kimberly.
Kim.
How freaky was that?
Hey, honey, how are you?
Good. I just jumped on.
Uh-oh, your phone's going in and out. Maybe
you're there?
Fine. Uh-huh, I'm here. I'm
I don't
here.
Know
what
that was. That was weird. Are you there? So I just jumped
I'm
on.
Hearing.
Are you asking?
You. What kind of question do you have for your angel? Angel.
Well,
I have
a question, but I wanted to offer something about manifestation as well to anyone who's
Go ahead.
To
talk to us.
So I think I shared this with you a couple weeks, the last full moon, but we're upon a full moon, which is the 14th of February, and I was at my, my metaphysical store buying my stones or whatever, and one of the owners came up to me, and she asked me, she saw the collection of stones that I was creating, and she said, you know, there's a full moon coming up, I will tell you how to, you know, get your manifestation going. So she said, invite your angels in and be very clear to them. Write your intention down on a piece of paper. Take a clear crystal quartz, cleanse it, and then wrap your intention around the crystal and bury it in the moonlight.
Ah, okay. And a full moon. The full moon's on the 14th.
And a full moon, yes. Yes,
in?
Buried upon a full
right.
moon.
She's right about that, you guys.
This is something else, and
yeah.
I did it last month, and maybe that's why I'm going through the changes now that I've experienced the last week.
Can I add something to that? Because she's,
yeah.
Those of you guys are listening, the new moon is the strongest moon, and the moon is all about
mm-hmm.
our emotions. So when you wrap that intention around the clear crystal, write it down, as Marquise said, great thing to do there.
Right, and be very clear in your intent.
Yeah, be very clear about that, and also, you know, what you're looking to create, and remember that the next morning when you wake up and read that intention again, bury it, and then write it down again, or make a copy of
right.
it so you can read it in the morning and read it in the evening, because they're right about that. It makes it happen quicker. Everything I write down 6 months ago, I want to repeat this again. I have or have are creating it now. What's your question to your angel?
Edward, he did ask to see me on Sunday night. He sent me a text. He said, let's try to get together Wednesday night. But I haven't heard from him, Therese.
You will. And I felt that today. I tell you what I felt. I felt it was going to take a minute or two for you to hear from him. I want to say a minute or two. You'll hear from him, but it feels like that you're going to get together when I'm asking it right now. It feels like there's just a slight delay, but not much. Okay? Do you understand? Because
okay.
you're going to hear from him and see him.
But
he's not forgotten about you.
He's dismissing me.
He's not blowing you off.
Yeah.
No,
well,
he's not blowing you off. Yeah, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say blowing you off or dissing
that's okay.
you. You know, he's not letting you go, but just hang in there because I know it's so hard.
Right now,
well.
Everything else that's going on, yeah, this is on top of
yeah,
it. So
yeah.
I'm sitting on eggshells.
Yeah, I know you are. And by the way, ladies, and Kim resigned her full-time job to do her own, create her own career, and is establishing her new business. So you guys keep her in your thoughts and prayers, all you guys who are listening, and we'll do the same for you. But you have Archangel Michael, And just in the big message I'm getting, because I'm saying, what can I tell her? Just keep taking your steps forward and keep the faith, because you're going to do it. But you have to move forward. Keep moving forward. You know, Joel, he's a trainer that he does shows here, and it's got some exercise videos. He says, there's no reverse with me. There's only moving forward. Isn't that a great line? There's no reverse. Just move forward. Isn't that
right.
great? To honor
true.
That within yourself. Yeah, yeah, too. So that's what I see for you guys. But you're gonna get more business. So just keep hanging there, Kim.
Okay.
All right, honey. Take care.
Man.
Okay. All right, we got a couple more questions here. I've got 814, and let's see, 814, and who's the next one? Okay, 814. Okay, I'm gonna take you. I think this is the next one. I'm sorry, you guys, because I want to do the right thing. Is this Miss Red?
Yes, it is.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
How are you?
I'm good too as well. Got some good folks that have been on before, and I'm so glad to see you. I hear from you. You guys, Amy sent me an email the other day, and she says, I'm ready to start work and help people and help humanity and be an angel coach. So she and I are going to work together tomorrow, and I'm not sure. I'm super excited about that, to have the opportunity to work with you. you have some archangels. I know you have she's super psychic herself and reads angel cards and has crystal rainbow children, and then she has a teenage son. It's probably driving her batty, but it's all good. So which question or your comment?
I have several questions, so I will just leave that up to my angels. What message do I need at this time?
Okay.
I don't know
I'm going to give you this. Concentrate on your abilities right now, your psychic abilities. Archangel Haniel's with you, helping you with your clairvoyance. She says that, and she goes, put the rest on the back burner. You're dealing with that too as well. You know what I mean? We all have challenges that help us to become more. And she's the one that sent you the red cardinal. I don't remember what that means, but I looked it up, and I'll have to send you that again. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But she said,
okay.
I'm the one that sent the red cardinal to her, okay?
Okay.
So to give you a heads up about that. But she gives you grace. She also helps you with manifestation. She helps you with your psychic abilities, okay? So whatever you're looking to create, manifest, she's there working with you, all right?
What was her name again? I'm sorry.
Archangel Haniel. Haniel.
Oh, I've worked with her,
yes. She's beautiful. You know what I mean?
Yes,
she'll be able to.
Mm-hmm.
You've worked with her? So you know her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's her message to you, Miss Amy Clark and training. Okay?
Okay.
So, anyway.
Very
all right,
good.
Take care. All right. Have a great now.
Thank
okay?
you. You take care. Take care.
I'll see you tomorrow. All right,
okay.
See you tomorrow. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, 281, pulling this person next. Okay, 281-998, and if you're hot and sexy, you're probably, okay. Anyway, I'm here. Who is this? Hello?
Three.
Hey, what's up? Kimberly told me today, what's up, it's ghetto. It's good. She said, when you say what's up, it's ghetto. Is that ghetto, you think? I was like... I was like, okay, cool. Anyway, so I'm going to say again, what's up? Anyway, how are you? How are you then, Miss Katrina?
I actually have the same question.
What messages do you have? Okay.
Yes, is there any message that I need to know right now?
Hold on a minute, Katrina.
Okay.
I'm going to say it like this, that internal struggle that you have, okay, I'm going to use myself, right? Okay, so I said three, because I don't want to make it too personal for you. I really, really want to get to this speed in running. And the angel said, okay, what action are you going to take after you ask this request? I go, well, I'm taking the action. I'm asking you to help me. And they go, okay, we're going to help you. and what action are you going to do now? And I go, well, I'm going to get out there and run now. And that's good. But what other action are you going to do? I said, what am I missing? And then I realized I needed to change some things in my diet, which I did. Okay. So, but the question, the answer, the message I'm getting is taking action. Every time you make a comment, do your mantra, taking action to fulfill it, right? Do you understand what I'm saying? So running, you're preparing for a 5K run. By the way, ladies, gentlemen, those of you listening, a lot of us we get together in the morning and we talk about our physical and spiritual goals too as well. And Katrina is getting ready to do a 5K. Okay, so it's like every time you do that mantra, follow it up with action. Every time you get on the phone and you talk to us, or in the morning you go, okay, how am I going to take action to my goals? You know what I mean? Take some kind of action, not just the ones that are comfortable, but the ones that are not comfortable. That's what I got, right, which meant me giving up or replacing something with something else. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So follow up with an action, but not a comfortable one, okay, right? Well, I'm praying and I'm meditating. Great. That's easy. Okay. Stepping out the door. I mean, for me, it's easy. For you, it's easy. Okay, what's an uncomfortable action? Well, giving up white rice or French fries, right? You know, I had to give that stuff up in my diet. Not that I eat it anyway, but really. So it's like taking an action and that's not comfortable, okay, to get your goals. So anyway, that's the message I'm getting for you.
Makes sense. Thank you, Teresa.
Okay. Yeah, uncomfortable action. I'm there right there with you. Don't you worry. It's all good. Anyway. And, you know, for me, man, making an uncomfortable action, if this helps you any at all, was the other day, I really have a fear of commitment, okay? And I recognize that. So I had to do something. So I'm releasing my fear of commitment, right? You ever do that? And I'm releasing I'm loving everybody, and I have, right, those kind of things. So what I had to do was address that fear in a way that was super tough for me to do. But I did, and I'll have to face it again, right? You know what I mean? Not that I love commitment now, but do you understand? Di said it the best. She goes, sometimes you put the practice in, you know, and then you got to do it out in front of people or do something uncomfortable, an uncomfortable action, and that's what I did. Okay, so anyway, I hope that helps you, my dear. Okay.
It does, anyway. In a lot of areas.
Same here. I'm right there with you, walking your shoes. Anyway, have a great meal. Okay, we've got another 775 person, 775. Okay, hold on, hopefully. Hi, it's Therese.
Hi, Therese. It's Stella. How are you?
Stella, quite controller. I am well, honey. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Anyway, what's your question?
Quick question. I'm looking for work in a library, like library field, and I'm wondering if that's the right place for me at this time. Thank you.
Do you have a degree in library science? Do you know you get degrees in library science?
I don't have one.
Hold on a second. Okay. Did you apply for a school, too, to work in a school?
No. Oh, yes. Yes, I did. Actually, university.
Okay, because it feels like that's coming up before the library job, just to let you know, okay? So something with that. The library job is there. It feels like it's, like, delayed. But when did you apply for the university thing?
Today.
Oh, okay, because I saw you applying to your school, and it's probably it's a better fit for you, I think. Okay, that's what I'm getting. Doesn't mean that you can't have the other one, but it's just a delay on that one, and the university's right there. Okay.
Well, the university is kind of a library thing as well, so.
Ah, okay. Well, there you go. So now you understand. But they showed me a friend of mine, and I was like, "What?" Show me, and then I just saw a school. So there you go. All right. So. But the library, if you're looking for the library, I got there was a delay, but the university was right there. Okay, so.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks very much. Excellent.
All right. Take care. Lots of love and light, and have a great night. Can't wait to see your book, Hint, Hint. Okay, get them out there so we can get them up on Angel Pages.
Definitely. Thank you.
All right. You betcha.
Bye.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? Hit one now. If not, I'm going to close the call down in just a second. Marquis, it's wonderful having you on tonight. I so appreciate you and all the others that called in. Just remember, man, having the law of attraction, thinking about what you want to create, writing it down, put it in the moonlight, like Kim said. So, you know, those are things that really are important. But let me tell you what's the most important thing, working with your angels, taking the next step, action, okay? What can you do to make this happen quicker, okay? Asking your angels to help you with that. And you can use all the tools, the crystals, the intention, and writing it down. But most of all, walking a daily walk with those angels, your higher self, and good part of yourself, you know what I mean? The part of you that really believes. Because we all get down and out, and that's okay, too. Okay, a couple questions popping up right now. Let me go here. All right. I'm going to go to, I'm going to start with 240. Okay. Hi, Ms. 240. I see you're here. What's going on? What kind of questions have you got?
Just wanted to know what my angels have for me right now. Any message?
Okay, what's going on in your life right now? Because they're asking me to be more specific. So I'm not sure why, but there's a lot of stuff going on. So is it about your job? Is it about your career, or a man, or a woman?
Career.
Okay. Career. Money. Okay, thank you. You want more money, right? You need more cash flow to really make your life work. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. You have that coming, all right, and that's what I see. It's like right around the corner. Did you apply for a new job or a new something in your school? Do you work for school?
I work in a school.
Okay.
Applying to wherever I feel I am qualified. So I've been putting out resumes a lot.
Okay. Okay, here's what I get, is that you work in a school. You work in a school. There's something coming for you in April that's going to give you more financial, I call it, you know, some people call it like a, it's just going to give you more financial stability, okay? There is something out there called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. There's also by Esther and Jerry Hicks, the law of attraction, how to attract money, wealth, and all this stuff. It's an amazing. It was life changing for me that I got it from Audible. If you go to Facebook.com and I'll put it up there when we get done with the show, so you know where to go to Audible to look for. It's only like $12 or $13 if you can afford it. But it was huge for me when I listened to that. It really put some missing pieces for me. But you're going to get your. It looks like you're getting your job in April. Okay, so anyway, keep the faith. I know it's hard. Hold on one second. You have a lot of angelic help with prosperity. I just want you to know that, okay? So I'm trying to pin it down.
Say that again. I can't hear you.
So you have a lot of angel help with prosperity, okay? A lot of angel help, okay? I know, sometimes like, well, you know what? Put it into practice. Show up. Send me a check, right? I always used to say that. So where's my check? You're helping me. Well, bring me a check. Don't worry. Well, I'm going to say this, and I don't mean this, but it's funny. The check's in the mail. You'll get it in April. Okay, really. Okay, so enjoy your new job. All right, my dear. Take care. Much love, all right?
Thank you.
You betcha. All righty. Yeah, so, you know, sometimes you have a hard time, right? I don't know how you guys are, but, you know, whether it's love or money, it's just hard waiting for it. I swear it is, isn't it? And then you go, okay, well, why do I need to wait? And show me something to work on myself with, you know, and show me how it can make me better. And when you start asking those questions, right, then you get the answers. And sometimes it's just not so pretty. Man, the other day, I was talking to myself. I was like, oh, this is no fun. I go, are you kidding me? I got to look at this. And but what happened is when I say the other day, which usually means a few months ago or a year ago, but we all work on ourselves and we do a lot of changing. When I addressed that and took that and I said, okay, I need to look at that, it made such a huge difference for me. So let me go get this next person here. I know who this person is. Hey, Allie, it's your favorite clairvoyant.
It is my favorite clairvoyant, especially since I had the pleasure of talking to you last night.
I know. You're hunkering down for a snowstorm, too, there in Georgia.
Anyway, I know. We're waiting. We're waiting to see if it comes. But, yeah, I'm hunkering down. I know we talked last night, and I know that several things. I know if there was any particular messages that my angels had. And I also wanted to ask you, I have had this beautiful hawk that every day he flies up and he lights up on the branch, like right over my dumpster at school. And I didn't know. I know that there's certain totems, and if you see certain birds, is that a sign for me, or is that just coincidental? Because he's always around.
He's always around. The hawk is yours. I tell you who has a hawk as a totem, too, is Victoria. If you go... I can't remember what it means right now. I'll have to look that up.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a book or something, look it up, because the hawk's there for you. It's really somebody keeping a watchful eye, keeping track of themselves, keeping – they have a watchful eye. You know, hawks see everything. So you're at right now to see everything.
Wow.
And know when something's coming that's not so good for you, all right? There's a lot more with that, but that's what I do remember. Mm-hmm. And if you go to Victoria's Facebook, she's got a lot about it, too, because she has the hawk
totem.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll go to her Facebook. Okay. All right, good.
Yeah,
I didn't know
up.
If there was just any other messages, because I know you and I talked about a bunch last night, but I didn't know if there was anything anything specific.
Okay, there is an angel with you, and she's asking, who are you? And she's actually an ascended master. Her name is Athena. She is, okay, she has the owl with her, too, as well. She's all about wisdom, strength, spiritual diva, woman power. You guys will love that one. And any of you guys can use her, she said, but she's there with you. She understands your pain, okay? She goes, it won't last forever, okay? For as much pain as you're, oh, thank you, okay. She goes, for as much pain as you're dealing with, there's 10 times joy just around the corner.
Good.
10 times more joy than the pain. That sounds like lots of fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was in the corner. Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
For all you
no
guys
pain, no gain, right?
Exactly.
That was really corny, I know.
I have a friend of mine, now that we were talking, I told her, you and I, by the way, you guys are listening, Allie and I are going to run Pikes Peak up in Colorado, and I told Joelle I got a mask, and I told him, I said, I've got an altitude mask. He says, you're going to wear that? I said, let me tell you something. I said, I'm getting one for me and getting one for Allie. He goes, you guys are going to wear that. I said, when we're running Pikes Peak up there in the altitude, I said, nobody's going to be running with us except us, okay?
That's
you know
right.
what? And I want to run the best. So anyway,
that's right.
we're running up in Pikes Peak, and hopefully we're going to be running and running some with some really cool people. I know we will. But
yeah.
keeping your mind, body, spirit healthy. And I know Allie is a marathon runner herself, so we're going to have a lot of fun. But you guys, appreciate you listening in tonight. I hope I answered your questions. And remember, the law of attraction, what you think about, you create. You got some great people here that tell you some wonderful things about writing it down, reading it every night, reading it every morning, no matter how much of a drag it can be. And then when you start doing that, then you start realizing how much things you have to be grateful for in your own life. So our next show is, you know what I'm doing? I think I'm going to change Thursday night show. I'm going to reschedule it for Friday. Right? The show's, do I have any Valentine's plans? I do, but it'll be much later. And so we're going to do, I think I'm going to do a show on Friday instead of Thursday. I will post that on Blog Talk Radio. Go to our website, Facebook, and like our page, facebook.com/angelcoaches. Have any comments. Please make them. I'm also going to put that book on, or the audio audible on there that you can get that will show you about the art of allowing and some other things and making things happen quicker. That was a life-changing audible for me. The other thing I want to share with you guys is on Sunday we've got a show all about relationships, and I'm going to bring a guy on not this Sunday, but the following Sunday, who is a coach, a fitness coach in health and wellness, and he found the love of his life. And he knew her for years, and they found each other, and now they're planning on being together for a lifetime. But he's going to talk about how, you know, a lot of us want to date healthy guys, coaches, or guys that take care of themselves, that work out, run, or whatever. And I go, how do you do that? How do you find a woman? And how do you find things to do? And he's going to really share with us because he's got a great relationship. He's got a great physical relationship with himself. He's also got a great relationship with his girlfriend, and he's known her forever. And he says, love was right there in front of me, and when I was ready to see it, it came to me. How cool is that? What? And I was like, man, he should be on the show. So he's going to be on our show in a week or so. And then this Sunday we have Diana talking about law of attraction. So you guys have a great now. Any comments, facebook.com/angelcoaches. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio /angelcoaches. And I'm going to post some stuff there in the next few minutes. Allie, thank you so much. You are always a joy. And hunker down and stay warm for that snowstorm that's hitting you guys soon. Take care, everybody.
Yes,
have a
ma'am.
Great now. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.